Now, the Syrian opposition sources say Kurdish People's Protection Units, also known as the YPG, have retaken more land from the ISIL terrorists in the northeastern part of the country. Now, according to the London-based opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the YPG fighters have seized new areas in the town of Tal Tamr in Hasaka province. Several terrorists, as well as two Kurdish fighters, lost their lives in the fierce clashes. Kurdish forces have made significant territorial gains against the ISIL since liberating the Kurdish border town of Kobani in January. Let's get an update on the situation from our correspondent, Mohammed Ali, now, who joins us from Damascus. Mohammed, tell us a bit more about these gains that are being made against ISIL terrorists.
Yes, according from reports from the northeast of the country of Al-Hasakah, of course, we know that the YPG forces, the People's Protection Units, Kurdish People's Protection Units, during Friday night, they attacked some positions for ISIL in Al-Hasakah countryside, taking control. Of course, the clashes continued until Saturday morning, this morning. According to some sources over there, the forces were able to take control of two hills that are named Aliye and Al-Manajir Hills. Now, those hills are exactly in the middle of the road between Ras Al-Ain, Kurdish, of course, Syrian Kurdish town on the borderline with Turkey, and with Tal Tamr, in, of course, also in Al-Hasakah countryside. This advance is actually important for the YPG because those hills are high grounds that would enable them to actually gain more ground and prepare for new battles against ISIL in areas like Tal Tamr, because those hills are, of course, on the road between Tal Tamr and Ras Al-Ain. In addition to that, according to the, of course, sources, Kurdish sources from the YPG also over there, we know that four ISIL terrorists were killed as a result of this operation, and two personnel from the YPG were also killed during the clashes that took place over there. In addition to that, there are also some clashes happening near Tal Tamr itself, which is about 50 kilometers away from Al-Hasakah city. For our viewers who don't know about Al-Hasakah and the situation there, Al-Hasakah city, of course, it's northeast of the country of Syria. The city itself is under the control of Syrian government forces and the YPG. However, the countryside of Al-Hasakah, the balance of power over there is that some villages are with ISIL, others are with the YPG and the Syrian army. Of course, any advance over there is definitely important because we're speaking about a border area where ISIL, of course, is present heavily.
And Mohammed, very quickly, if you can, there are also concerns about Idlib and what's happening over there. I do understand that the Syrian army is trying to regain control of those areas that have been overrun by the Takfiri terrorists. Just quickly give us an update on that.
Yes, over there, the battles are ongoing, especially not only near Idlib, but also near the city of Jisr al-Shughur, which the foreign-backed militants al-Nusra Front with other extremist groups took control of previously. Now, the Syrian army, when those militants attacked and took over the town, the Syrian military official source said that they have successfully regrouped around the city. Now, the Syrian Air Force and fighter jets are targeting the militants every hour over there since the militants attacked Jisr al-Shughur. Just today, also an official military source said that the Syrian army was able to kill a number of militants in an ambush near the national hospital inside Jisr al-Shughur. And this news means that the Syrian army is actually very close to entering Jisr al-Shughur again and retaking it from the al-Nusra Front and other extremist groups. In addition to that, the Syrian fighter jets continue to strike the vehicles of the foreign-backed militants that are coming from Turkey with large numbers, heavy machine guns. Up till this moment, we can say that every hour the situation is shifting because the Syrian army seems to be determined to retake Jisr al-Shughur.
Okay, press news. Mohammed Ali there updating us from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.